们来读一些圣经节。
We'll read through the Bible, some passages.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
传道书第三章
Ecclesiastes 3
第一到第八节
Verses 1 through 8
传道书第三章第一到第八节凡事都有定期天下万物都有定时生有时死有时栽种有时拔出所栽种的也有时杀戮有时医治有时拆毁有时建造有时哭有时笑有时哀动有时跳舞有时抛砸石头有时堆聚石头有时怀抱有时不怀抱有时寻找有时失落有时保守有时舍弃有时撕裂有时缝补有时静默有时言语有时喜爱有时恨恶有时征战有时和好有时
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace.
第十一节
Verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好又将永生安置在人心里。
He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart.
这个他就把永生这个字原文是永远。
In the original text is eternity, and he has set eternity in their heart.
我们再翻到以弗所书第二第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5,
第十六节
verse 11,
要爱惜光阴因为现今的世代邪恶
verse 16,
verse 16,
redeeming the time because the days are evil,
要爱惜光阴因为现今的时代邪恶
redeeming the time because the days are evil,
使徒行传第十七章
Acts chapter 17,
使徒行传第十七章
Acts chapter 17
第二十六节
verse 26
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界
and had made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their inhabitationand of their habitation.
使徒行传第二十二章
Acts chapter 22
第六到第十节
verses 6 through 10
二十二章第六到第十节
22, 6 through 10
保罗说我将到大马色正走的时候月在响午忽然从天上发大光四面照着我就扑倒在地听见有声音对我说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我我回答说主啊你是谁他说我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣与我同行的人看见了那光却没有听见那位对我说话的声音我说主啊我当做什么主说起来进大马色去在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你
And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me.And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do.
最后翻到罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
第一、第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十三章第一、第二节。
Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2.
在上有权柄的，人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的。凡权柄的都是神所命的，所以抗拒权掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained by God, of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
圣经先读这么多。
We'll read this much.
我今天还是我过去两次的交通的负担。
The burden that I shared last couple times.
一个讲到这个爱惜光阴。
One, I shared about redeeming the time.
第二个，我提到老底家的教会。
Another one, I spoke about the church in Laodicea.
我想这两个在我心中啊，我有蛮重的负担。
It's a heavy burden on my heart.
我们求主保守我们，今天已经在最后的一个时代里面，不要成为老底家的教会。
That the Lord at this end times to keep us from being the church of Laodicea.
照着历史上教会的历史给我们看，我们正在老底家教会的时候。
According to the history of the churches, we are in the times of the church of Laodicea.
所以我们求主救我们，不进入到这样的情况。
And we ask the Lord to deliver us, to save us from this situation.
我已经交通过哈，这个老底家有两种的情形。
I have shared there are two circumstances in Laodicea.
我们第一个，我们好的道都听过。
That we have heard all the good messages.
你不要说我还年轻，其实你已经比很多人听了很多很好的道。
Do not say that you are young, but you have heard more good messages than others.
这个有一个危险，我们只听到懂的好的道。
There is a danger here because we only hear it and we only know about good messages.
我们行不出我们听到的道。
We are not able to walk what we have heard.
或者用另外一个说，你还没真理解这个道真实的意思。
In other words, you have not truly understand the message of the word.
好像刚刚唱的诗歌说，我们在地上我们见证有基督的教会。
Just like we sang the hymn that on this earth we are the testimony of his church.
教会是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
我们很会讲这个。
It's easy for us to say it.
不懂的这个真正的意思是什么。
But we do not understand the true meaning of it.
所以求主给我们现在能够听得到，是对我们有影响。
That we pray that the Lord will give us the messages that we can have impact on us.
我们听到了，我们能够生命是有改变。
That when we hear the word, our life is truly changed.
我们听到了，我们的生活会有改变。
And when we heard it, our lives, our living, it's changed.
你知道我们最大的问题是自我为中心。
Our greatest problem is that we are very self-centered.
我们说朋友们是自我为中心。
We said friends are self-centered.
弟兄姊妹，你信主之后，你没有发现我们还是以自我为中心。
But have we realized that even after we become believers, we are still self-centered?
我们讲了多少是我喜欢，我不喜欢。
How many times have we said we like it, we don't like it?
我们都从自己做出发点。
We all start begin from our own self.
我们很少能够从主的身上做出发点。
Very few times have we have the Lord being at the start.
我记得我们有弟兄交通哈，我们今天说我们都往上看。
Our brother has shared with us that we look upward.
我们应该是从上面往下看。
We should look downward from above.
因为我们应该从神的眼光来看我们应该怎么过我们的生活。
We should look at our lives from God's perspective.
很可惜，我们常常是往下往上看。
But what a pity! Oftentimes we looking above from down under here.
所以我们把注意力都注在我这个人身上。
We put all the attention on ourselves.
我们弟兄们常常交通的，这是魔鬼的路。
Our brother often shared with us that this is the path of Satan.
魔鬼的路永远用自己出发的。
This The way of the devil is always begin from himself.
别人没有满足我。
Others cannot satisfy me.
别人没有照我的意思做。
Others did not go do according to my will.
或者我们自己想一直提高自己。
Or we want to lift ourselves up.
这全部都是魔鬼的路。
All these are the way of the devil.
我们虽然信主。
Even though we have believed in the Lord.
但是我们仍然在走魔鬼的路。
And yet we are still walking in the way of the devil.
所以我们弟兄说，我们今天是站在主这边对付魔鬼呢？
So our brother asked, are we standing on God's side against Satan?
还是我们站在仇敌这一边对付神呢？
Are we standing on the enemy's side against God?
如果我们还是就是基本上以自我为中心的话，
If we are still self-centered,
我们就是站在仇敌这一边对付神。
Then we are standing on the enemy's side against God.
我们逃不出老底家的光景。
We are not able to run away from the condition of the church in Laodicea.
第二个我提到的就是说，这个老底家这个字的意思就是众人的意见。
And Laodicea, the meaning of it is the opinions of many.
也是今天最流行的所谓的民主。
And this is the popular thing called democracy.
我们认为民主才有真自由。
We feel that democracy can bring true freedom.
但是这个自由使我们离开神。
But this freedom, this liberty causes us to walk away from God.
神给我们的自由是让我们自由敬拜他，但我们所要的自由是我要干什么我都干什么。
The freedom that God gives to us is that we can come and worship Him, but the freedom that we want is I can do whatever I want.
换句话说，自由有一个，就是我不要被任何人、团体来管我。
Freedom, in other words, seems to be that I don't want anybody or any organization or anything to bind me.
所以我愿意在这里哈，稍微提到一点点关于这个权柄的事。
I want to mention some about this authority.
我们都不喜欢这个权柄这个事。
We do not like this matter authority.
你要知道，没有权柄就没秩序。
But we know that without authority, there is no order.
你知道神很看重权柄。
You know that God is emphasized on authority.
神是绝对的权柄。
God is the absolute authority.
你没办法对抗他的权柄。
You cannot go against his authority.
你对抗他的权柄，你自招灭亡。
If you against his authority, then you bring damnation to yourself.
我记得过去有这样的一个事情。
In the past, it happened.
这个一个妈妈，这个很关心她的女儿。
A mother cared for her daughter.
这个女儿就是要自由。
The daughter wants freedom.
有一天，他们都已经喝酒，有点醉了。
One day they were a little drunk.
他们五个人要开车出去。
Five of them wanted to drive out.
妈妈说不要去。
The mother said, "Do not go."
她说我一定要去。
The daughter said, "I want to. I have to go."
违法了。妈妈就跟女儿说，你就带着主去吧，你凡事要靠主，你不可以这样去。
So the mother told her that you have to bring the Lord with you. You can't just go like on your own like this.
但是女儿说，这个。There's no room in my car for Jesus. 我的车上已经没地方给耶稣坐了。
And she told her mother, "There's no room in my car for Jesus."
她说，如果主耶稣要跟我去能去的话，他只能够在 trunk 里面，在车尾箱。
And she told her mother, "If Jesus wants to come with us, then he has to go in the trunk."
他们就走。
So they left.
最后这台车是撞了。
So they had an accident.
五个人都死。
All five died.
整部车撞得不像样。
The whole car was totaled.
只有车尾箱没事。
Only the trunk was okay.
我们有时候讲话，这个也求主怜悯我们。
Sometimes we have to ask the Lord's mercy when we speak.
因为主的权柄是绝对的。
Because his authority is absolute.
你知道我们很容易埋怨。
It's very easy for us to murmur.
我们常常就孩子埋怨爸爸，埋怨妈妈，谁都埋怨。
The kids will complain about their parents, about anybody.
其实我们也差不多，我们只要是不知道啥都埋怨。
But we're the same. We complain about everything.
你知道埋怨最终的就是埋怨神。
But when we murmur, ultimately we are complaining against God.
你记得在旧约里面，这些以色列百姓整天埋怨。
You know, in the Old Testament, Israelites murmur all day long.
没得吃。
They do not have food to eat.
没照我喜欢吃的东西就埋怨。
You do not give me what I want, like to eat.
结果说招的不是人对付他们，是神直接对付。
But they did not cause men to be against them, but God against them.
埋怨是我们堕落的天性。
To murmur is the nature of fallen man.
所以我们要常常求主救我们从埋怨出来。
So we want to ask the Lord to deliver us from murmuring.
我们父母也埋怨孩子，这个啥都埋怨，反正我们就天生埋怨。
Parents complain about their kids too, so we naturally we just keep murmuring.
我们要求主救我们脱离埋怨。
We need to pray and ask the Lord to deliver us from this murmuring.
我最近有很深的感觉，我们要对主呼喊。
I have a deep feeling that we have to cry out to the Lord.
我们呼喊不是什么，我们呼喊求主救我。
We cry out not for anything else, but Lord, save me.
如果我们真的有一点点看到我们真实的光景，真的只有求主救我。
If we see a bit of what our true condition is, then we cry out to the Lord to save.
不管你信主多久。
No matter how long you have believed the Lord.
如果我们眼睛被打开了。
If our eyes are opened.
我们有多少的光景离开神要的太远。
How much of our condition is far from what the Lord wants.
我们求主救。
We ask the Lord to save us.
不要掉进老底家的情况。
That we do not fall into the circumstances of low days.
圣经告诉我们说，神是用权柄托住万有。
We said the Bible tells us that the Lord upholds this the universe with His authority.
你知道宇宙能够运行的这么好。
That the universe can go so well.
我们最近日食哈，这个月亮跟太阳啊，不是太月亮地球可以转来转去。
We had the solar eclipse recently.
他这不是随便转的，对不对？
It just doesn't rotate out of, you know,
你不可以跟他讲，我下个月也要看一个日食，没用。
You cannot tell the sun that I want to see a solar eclipse next month.
上一次说在美国看什么，99年前。
Probably 99 years ago.
下一次是2024。
And the next time will be 2049 for a full eclipse.
所以我跟你讲，神在定这些事情。
So the Lord is setting this.
这么多年，他还是就是这样子。不停的。
So many years it continues its rotation.
你说神是不是一直在上链呢？
Do we say, Lord, you are just keep winding up?
你知道我们老旧的手表都是上链。
Our watches keep winding up.
怎么会一直都没变？
How come the rotation doesn't change?
神用权柄托住万有。
The Lord has held up the universe with His authority.
所以在地上你发现各个地方都有权柄。
So we see authority everywhere.
权柄是为着运作，为着秩序。
Authority is for order and for function.
但是你发现讲民主的最多 protest 叫什么？示威。
When we talk about democracy, there are a lot of protests.
你知道神今天在公司给我们有老板。
God gives us our boss in the company.
在家里给我们有父母。
And at home we have our parents.
就是要我们学什么叫顺服。
To teach us what it is to submit.
我记得我们年轻的时候啊，有一个这样的事。
When I was young, there was this thing that happened.
我们弟兄交了一个白人的女朋友。
Our brother met a Caucasian lady. Sister.
然后交往好多年。
And they were together for a long time.
直到他们说准备要结婚，告诉父母，我们弟兄的妈妈竭力反对。
So they have been together for many years, and when they want to get married, they told their parents, and our brother's mother was very much against it.
哦，这个我们都知道。
We all know about this.
这个事情不简单。
It's not an easy thing.
因为他也大我们很多，这个。他可以就是说我们就结婚，这个不管你。
He was much older than we were, and you know they could have just said, "We'll just get married. Who cares about the parents?"
奇怪，这个妈妈竭力的反对。
The mom was very much against it.
所以最后这个弟兄姊妹他们祷告了，他们最后决定分手。
And this brother and sister, they after much prayer, they decided that they should part ways.
我们不知道这个姊妹哈，不过我们弟兄后来找个。华人中国人 结婚了。
We do not know about our sister, what happened to our sister, but our brother married another Asian sister.
这个收发这么多年，发现非常好。
It was very good for us, so many years have passed.
我们今天哈，很多我们说你们怎么懂？
And we ask many times, how do you know?
会说你的妈妈太残忍。
Mom, you're just too cruel.
Cruel. 这么拆散一对这么要好的一对人。
Why you're just so cruel? How can you part? You know, make us go apart.
我们认定神在这里，借助父母也好，各方面也好，给我们有点指引。
So we acknowledge that God through our parents give us some guidance.
要知道地上所有的权柄不是绝对的。
We know that the authority on this earth is not absolute.
都是代表。
It's a representative.
只有神有绝对的权柄。
Only God has absolute authority.
所以我们今天讲到神的家。
So today we speak of God's house.
神的家也是有权柄。
There is authority in God's house.
我们有两个的危险。
There are two dangers.
一个，我不要受权柄管住。
That I do not want to be ruled over by authority.
第二个。
Secondly.
我很想当权柄。
I want to be the authority.
我跟你讲，这个在神家里面，这两个都是危险的。
These are two dangers in the house of God.
两个都不对。
Neither is right.
我们知道，世界上神定了权柄。
We know that God set authority on this in the world.
神在他家中也设立权柄。
And God also established authority in his house.
神是要他的家能够运作。
That his house can function.
让神的家有秩序。
That there is order in the house of God.
我们今天没时间讲恩赐带下来的权柄。
We do not have time to go through the authority that is brought forth by gifts.
我上次特别提到。神家跟世界不同，因为神家是主掌权。
I mentioned the last time there's a difference between the house of God and this world because in the house of God, God rules.
要向神交账。
We have to answer to Him.
所以，如果一个真的看到神是权柄
，If one who truly sees that God is the authority,
没有人喜欢当权柄。
Nobody would like to be authority.
因为在神面前，这个账不好交。
Because it's a tough.Thing to bring before the Lord.
你真的明白什么叫权柄？真的，神要设立你做权柄的话，这是恐惧战惊的。
If you truly understand what it means to be the authority, what it means when God wants to establish you as the authority, then it's something that's trembling.
你看到在旧约里面每一个神叫他们能够。带领神的百姓，这些被神用的人，他们都是恐惧战惊的。
You see, in the Old Testament, the servants of God are all they tremble in fear.
因为我们一点的代表错，神就废掉了。
Because if we represent God incorrectly, just a little bit, and the Lord would just take you out.
教会的权柄绝对不是地位。
In the church, the authority is not a position.
那生命带出来的权柄。
It's Authority brought forth from life.
你记得旧约里面有一个老先知啊。
You remember an old prophet in the Old Testament?
他是有所谓的地位，他是先知。
He by position he is a prophet.
神早就废掉他。
But the Lord no longer counts him as his prophet.
圣经叫他说老先知。
The Bible calls him the old prophet.
你自认是先知，你去认吧。
If you feel you are the prophet and you say you are a prophet,
神已经不用。
The Lord no longer use him.
我们今天在地上，在神的家中是神能否用
？In the house of God today, we ask if the Lord can use us.
所以我们要知道，在教会里面，你真的能够负点责任，是根据生命。
We know that in the church, you can truly bear some responsibility is according to your life.
保罗在他旅行布道。去了各个的几个教会，带了很多信徒，就有人在某个地方开始聚会。
When Paul was on his journey to preach the gospel, he brought some brothers and sisters together, and they gathered there.
过了一两年，他回去探访弟兄姊妹。
He went back to visit them after a couple years.
在那些聚会里面， 有些比较生命显出来成熟的，他就设立他们做长老。
And when he returned there, and there were a few that their lives have manifest that they are mature, then he set them ordained as elders.
他们不是绝对的生命到了某个程度。
It's not that you have to reach a certain standard.
乃是在那一批人当中，他们的生命显出来，他们比较成熟。
But among that group of people, their lives have manifested maturity.
他就请这些弟兄们好好管理当地的聚会。
And he asked the brothers to take care of the meeting there.
所以你发现保罗说哈，所有在神家中认识什么的权柄。
So Paul said that whoever that knows what is authority,
不会喜欢当权柄。
Will not like to become authority.
保罗说我是不得已的。
Paul said he had no choice.
因为我不这样服侍，神已经把责任托付。
Because the Lord has already entrusted the responsibility on me.
我们在神家中是要走身体的路。
In the house of God, we are walking this way of the body of Christ.
说权柄有很多不同的权柄。
So there are different authorities.
我们都要在神家中学顺服。
So we have to learn this matter of submission in the house of God.
我年轻的时候，我也很不喜欢权柄这个事情。
When I was young, I did not like this matter of authority.
我最不要人管住我干什么。
I do not like people to tell me what to do.
但主的怜悯。
But God's mercy.
当我把自己奉献给主之后。
When I consecrated myself to the Lord.
我就很喜欢有权柄。
I like having authority.
因为在权柄的底下，我很安全。
Because I'm very safe under authority.
我很平安。
I'm very peaceful.
有事是他有事。
If there's something happen, he has to bear it.
不是我。
Not me.
我所做的就是听。
What I needed to do was listen.
如果你错了，你麻烦了。
So if you're wrong, then you're in trouble.
很好过。
It was a good life.
Good life, 我只是好过一点。不 good life, 我不敢说哈。
It was easier to bear.
我们得蒙保护。
That we are under protection.
我感谢主能够改变了我一些想法。
I thank the Lord that he has changed my perspective.
你要知道，如果没有改变，我们在神家中一样喜欢当权柄。
Because if we're not changed, then we like to be authority in the house of God.
门徒在地上整天就争谁为大。
All the disciples that fighting who is the greater.
为什么他们争呢？就是说，哎，我可以管人。
Why do they fight about it? Because they can rule over people.
记得世界上的权柄可以做这样的事情，在神家中不可以这样做。
Remember that you can do such a thing in the world, but not in the house of God.
人弟兄姊妹不一定要听你。
Brothers and sisters do not have to listen to you.
我。所有当权柄就要 make sure 你自己是对的。
Those who want to become authority, they have to know that they are right with God.
那人家听不听是别人的选择。
And it's others' choice whether they listen or not.
你如果我们是对的，别人不听，别人出事了。
Because if we are right and the others don't listen, then they're in trouble.
那如果做权柄是错的，那人家不听，两边都倒。
But if the authority is wrong, then if they don't listen, then both sides fail.
说第一个哈，我有很重的负担，我们不能够走老底家的路。
One, I have a heavy burden that we are not going to walk on the way of the church in Laodicea.
如果主今天不怜悯我们的话，
if the Lord doesn't have mercy on us,
我们有一天一定后悔。
Then we will regret one day.
第二个哈，我要提到的就是时间。
The other thing I want to mention is time.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，抓住机会。
I said to grab hold of opportunity.
我们今天要知道时间就是机会。
We have to know that time is opportunity.
我们必须能够抓住机会。
We have to grab hold of opportunities.
你这时间这个东西，在神那里原来没有。
There is no such thing as time in God.
神那里原来就是永远到永远，就是 no time 的，没时间。
There's nothing like time in His eyes. It's just eternity to eternity.
创的世界之后，时间才出现。
Time appeared when He created the world.
你知道时间今天包含着今世跟来世。
Time included this day and the day to this age and the age to come.
这两个一过就没时间。
After these two are gone, then there is no more time.
谁又把时间收走？
God take away the time again.
所以有时间，就是有开始，有结束。
So where there is time, there is beginning and end.
只有神是永远的，我们活在时间，记住有开始有结束的。
Only God is eternal, so when we live in time, there is a beginning and an end.
我们不管我活在时间里面，你这个是好的事还是不好的事，有一天都结束。
When we are living in time, whether this thing is a good thing or bad thing, one day it's going to end.
传道书刚刚我们读的。
In Ecclesiastes we have read earlier.
他说凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
That to everything there is a season and a time.To every purpose under the heaven.
什么都定了一个时间。
There is a time set for everything.
Time's up. 这个时间用完了，没了。
When the time is up, then it's done.
我有一次在飞机上，这个 T-Mobile 给我一个小时免费上 Wi-Fi.
One time I was on flight and T-Mobile gave me a free hour of Wi-Fi.
我突然就觉得哇，我坐在飞机上可以跟人讲话。
Suddenly I feel like, wow, I can speak to people.
我以前是上去说付钱就有，我当然不付了。
In the past, you have to pay to use that, so of course I don't pay to use that.
那次我一看，哎呦，他说不用钱，我就试试看，真的可以，我就到处说。
The last time they said it says it's free, so I tried and wow.
就是在飞机上还没这么孤单，还很多人跟你对话，是不是？
They're not so lonely on the flight. You can still chat with a lot of people.
但是一个小时后，我怎么打都没了。
But after the hour, then I couldn't use it anymore.
这叫时间。
That's called time.
一定有个结束的。
There is a certain end.
所以我知道这个，所以我为着人家接我飞机，怎么准知道我要，我就尽量把那一个 hour 摆在最后面。
So in order for others that I can communicate with those who come and pick me up, I choose how to use my 1 hour.
凡事都有定时。
To everything there is a season.
叫做生有时，死有时。
A time to be born and a time to die.
哇，那条那个太多了，不读了哈。
It's too long. We won't read through.
但是我们知道，你生有时，已经知道死有时。
And we know that there is a time, you know, to be born, of course, and a time to die.
我们刚刚读的那个圣经说，我们的年限神定。
That our boundary is that He has set for.
你问谁都没办法。
There, our years are set, and you cannot ask anybody.
你不要说我年轻，我就有很长远的年限。
Do not think that while I'm young, I have many years to come.
不一定。
Not necessary.
这个定是我自己加几个不在圣经里面。
It's not in the Bible, but I added some.
我说、啊、做小孩有时，长大成人有时。
A time to be a child and a time to grow up.
你不可以一直当小孩吧
？You cannot always be a child.
这外面这对小孩很 enjoy 我的就是小孩。
The kids they really enjoy being children.
你知道我老二
，my
美国读小学没功课了。
My younger one he there's no.Homework when you go elementary.
读小学就玩。
You play through your elementary years.
就不知道怎么一年年会升级的。
And you don't know how you get one grade promoted to.
到了读初中要做功课了。
Middle school there's homework.
他就说 life is tough.
And he said life is tough.
中文应该怎么样？生活很苦恼。
Life is tough.
究竟他懂什么叫 life is tough？
Does he really know what life is tough?
什么叫做 life is tough?
So we asked the elderly ones, what is life is tough?
我们说我们喜欢当小孩。
So we said we like to be children.
但小孩有时啊，总会过的，对吗 ，Jamie？ 就快过了哈，当小孩的时间很快过了。
A time to be a child, but it's soon to pass.
第二个，读书有时，工作有时。
A time to study and a time to work.
你不要以为你当然是九十八岁还有人去读书的，对不对
？Of course, there are those who go back to study at 98.
但是我们一般说读书是年轻的，说读书有时总有一天毕业。
But usually we said the younger ones, right? So you study and then you graduate.
读书时间会过。
The time to study will pass.
你怎么过你读书的时间
？How do you live your time when the season of your study?
有一天过了。
It is all going to end.
单身有时。
Time to be single.
成家有时。
And time to get married.
所以大家的时间不同。
All times are different.
但是啊，记住啊，你有单身的时间，你不好好用过的。
And remember that if you have a time to be being single, and if you do not use it, then it's going to pass someday.
我不指那些终身 single 的哈，这个，但是很多人不想听这句话。
I'm not referring to those who remain single all their life.
是有这种人。
But there are those who are single all their life.
Yeah. 年轻有时
a time to be young,
年老也有时
a time to be old.
我喜欢这句英文 a time to be old. 翻译得非常好、啊、这个我们喜欢年轻，但是总是一直步就步进老了。
We like to be young, but step by step we are moving on towards old age.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能不能够完全理解传道书里面什么杀戮有时，我除了杀鸡之外我啥都没杀过。这个时候我没有什么杀戮有时，对不对？
那
医治有时，哎，我们常常有病希望有医治。
Maybe I can't understand fully what Ecclesiastes is saying here to a time to kill, because we only killed a, maybe a chicken.
但是我刚刚提的那几件应该对我们很贴切的。
But the things that I mentioned earlier probably are very relevant to us.
我们每一个人在人生的走的阶段都是有定时的。
For every one of us, we have a set time walking on this, on this earth.
一旦过去，回不来。
Once it's past, it's gone.
你说我现在吃个药恢复20岁的身体，不可能。
You said, well, I'll take some medicine and become a, have a physical energy of a 20-year-old. That's impossible.
也可能就第二天就死了。
Maybe it's, you can, but you would die the next day.
回不到某个时间的。
You cannot return to the time past.
你那个时间没有用对，你就是浪费掉。
If you do not use it correctly, then you already wasted a reward.
它一旦过去就过去。
Once it's gone, it's gone.
很可惜，很多人在那个时间点不看重那个时间，在浪费时间。
And what a shame, during that season, you don'tvalue or esteem that season and you wasted it away.
我常常跟这些年轻的单身的弟兄姊妹说，珍惜你还是单身的时候。
I oftentimes tell the single ones that, you know, to really treasure this period of time.
好好的来追求认识主。
That you pursue the Lord during
this time. 把你的时间多摆在主的上面。
That use this time on the Lord.
如果你不听，你有一天你变得不是双生，你这个结成家了之后，你就自由就没了。
And if you don't listen, then once you're married, you lose all these freedom.
我们知道回不去的。
You cannot return.
所以第一个哈，我们要知道时间是有定限的。
We have to know that time is set.
你不抓住那个机会，这个机会不等你的。
If you do not grab hold of the opportunity, it doesn't wait for you.
过了就是过了。
Once it's gone, it's gone.
所以我们单身的时候，我们整天吃喝玩乐，你有一天一定过。
If you just, you know, eat and have pleasure during your single time, then it's gone.
第二个，时间是来考验人的。
Time is to test people.
你知道，你今天说对的事情
，Something
二三十年后可能你发现是错的。
Something you say that is correct today, 20 years or 30 years later, it might be wrong.
你知道很多年前，人说地球。中文翻地球，英文 Earth 是四方的。
Many years ago, men said that the Earth is square.
过了好多年，终于发现地球是圆的。
Many years passed, they realized that it's round.
说过去很早以前坚持所谓对的，最后发现是错。
When they said, you know, it is square, you know, but what then after that is wrong.
昨天我跟一个朋友在谈的时候
，I was chatting with a friend yesterday.
他说我要接受我以前所有的逻辑思维是错的。
It's very hard to accept that all my perception and all my thoughts, logic thinking is wrong.
我过去都认为这个现象一次过全推翻，哇，这不容易。
That was how I view it, and now you know you have to wash it all out. It's not easy.
保罗说，我先前以为与我有益的，现在因基督耶稣都看作有损。
But Paul said, what profited me in the past, right now, for the sake of Christ Jesus, is all rubbish.
他曾经坚持了一些事情。
In the past, he held on to something.
但是经过时间，他遇见主，发现我所坚持全错。
But through time, and he met the Lord, he realized that what he had held on to was wrong.
说时间考验。
So it's a test of time.
时间考验你今天所坚持的。是可以经过时间考验，是一直都是对的。
That what you hold on to today, whether it will stand the test of time.
你今天所坚持的真理，会不会以后发现是一个传统
？The truth that you strive to uphold today, would it be a tradition in the future?
弟兄姊妹，真的能够经得起考验， 时间的考验。
It truly can stand the test of time.
假的经不起时间考验，会显出来的。
What is true can stand the test of time, and what is fake cannot.
所以时间能够证明一件事是真的对还是错的。
So time will tell whether one can witness what is real and what is wrong.
那这是时间考验人的第一件。
That's the first thing that time will test us.
第二个，时间考验人的第二个就是说，我们今天是对的，我持守得了。
And second thing is, if I'm right today, am I able to hold fast?
我能够今天没错走在对的路上，我持守得了很多年。
Indeed, I can walk on this right path today, but can I hold fast for so long?
会不会一年、五年、十年我就放松了，已经没这么看重这件事了。
Maybe 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and I do not hold fast to this matter.
譬如说，我们今天觉得这段时间跟主非常亲近。
Maybe this period of time we feel we are very close to the Lord.
这个亲近主是好的。
It's good to draw nigh to the Lord.
你能够持守这个亲近多久
？How long can you hold fast to that？
再多几天
？A few days？
几个月
？A few months？
一年
？One year？2 years,
我们很快就失去这个情境。
And we lose it very quickly.
坦白说，如果你说我这个 summer break 跟主蛮亲近的。
Honestly, if you said I'm very close to the Lord during the summer break.
下礼拜就是考验。
Next week will be a test.
开学了。
School starts.
对吧？开始什么都乱七八糟，上课也走错方课室。
Everything is upside down and you all in chaos.
所以你发现这个所谓的你能够持守不了。
To hold fast is very tough.
说时间在考验我们能否持守对的。
And time will test us whether we can hold fast what is right.
这个里面就有一个更深的考验。
As a deeper test.
我今天看是对的。
Well, today I see that this is right.
我持守住了。
I hold fast.
会不会很以后发现是错的？
Would I realize that it's wrong in the future?
那我今天还要持守吗？
What do I want to hold fast to it today?
那如果这是对的，我今天不持守，以后我也没了。
Well, if this is true, and if I don't hold fast to it, then I have nothing.
这个事情够考验我们。
And this is enough to test us.
你知道你在持守什么？
Do you know what you're holding fast to?
如果你只是做一个跟人的，而没有自己看见的话。
If you're just a follower and you didn't see it yourself.
你永远在这个 paradox, 这个矛盾的里面。
Then you're forever in this paradox.
这个人是对的吗？
Is this person right?
我现在走得对吗？
Am I walking the right path?
我应该持守住。
Should I hold fast?
会不会五年后就发现原来这个全错的？
Would I realize this is wrong after 5 years?
还是我这个真的是对，我能够持守到下去呢？
That I truly see this is right and I will hold fast to the end.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
教会历史一直到如今。
That the history of the church until today.
圣经里面许多差不多全部的真理都恢复了。
All the truth in the Bible has already been restored.
我们今天已经能够知道，从弟兄们的前面的弟兄们的教中，知道什么是主所要的。
Through the sharing of brothers before us, we know what the Lord wants.
我们今天所要的，求主给我们跟得上羊群的脚踪。
And what we want today is that we ask the Lord that we can follow and catch up.
当然要找对的羊群哈。
It will calculate our history.
你知道有时间就知道你几岁。
Where there's time, you know how old you are.
年轻人整天爱过生日。
The young people like to have birthdays.
我们是过了到哪一岁就开始不想过生日了。
What age do we pass that we start wanting to have our birthday?
我也不知道，又不知道到哪一岁又很喜欢过生日。
And you don't know when you reach and you start to like your birthdays again.
我99。
I'm 99.
你几岁啊？
How old are you?
67, 哎呀，还早啊。
67, oh, you're still young.
对啊，我不知道，哎，我们这个有中间有一段时间不想过生日。
There's a period of time in the middle that we don't want to have birthdays.
说时间里面哈，给我们定了年岁。
So it set our ages in time.
时间也跟我们定了日子。
And also set our the date.
时间，也你活到九十九的话，你这九十九的历史是什么
？And if you live to 99, what is your history?
我不知道啊，保姆有没有想过写自己的传记啊？
I don't know if our sister Mao have ever thought about writing her own biography.
我们有传记写吗
？Do we have biographies?
人的历史，我们想算一算。
The history of man we like to calculate.
老人家都喜欢讲过去。
Elderly people like to speak of the past.
我们今天哈，主也要在算我们的历史。
The Lord also counts our history.
我们在神，我们都信主。
We are believers.
我们在主的里面，我们有多少历史？
How much history do we have in our Lord?
我们有多少的时间是主算的？
How much time is counted before?
我们是不是说我今天信主一年，在主那里就算一年？
Does it count that I have 1 year before the Lord because I believed in Him for 1 year?
我可以跟你说，绝对不是这样。
I can tell you certainly not.
你知道圣经里面有两本书哈
，There are two books in the Bible.
一个叫做列王记，一个是历代志。
The one Kings and one is Chronicles.
列王记是记在以色列王国的这段历史，什么都记，南北国都记下去。
The Kings recorded all the history of the whole is the North and the South.
历代志是记在神看为对的。才记在里面，所以以色列国、北国完全不记载。
And the chronicles only recorded what is right before the eyes of God. So, Israel, the north side is not counted.
为什么北国都是神的子民，但全部不记载
？Even though they are children of God, but it's the people of God, but they are not being recorded.
因为他们得罪神。
Because they have sinned against God.
一个就是在他们国家私自。定了两个敬拜的中心。
Because they have set two places of worship in their nation.
一个在但，一个在伯大利。伯特利。
One in Dan and one in Bethel.
这不，他有聚会，但这不是神给他们该有的聚会。
They have gatherings there, but it's not what is of the heart of God.
他们应该回到耶路撒冷。
They should return to Jerusalem.
但他们没去。
But they didn't.
这是他们。犯了极大的一个罪。
There's one great sin against God.
北国也没有一个好王。
The nation in the north, they do not have any good king.
你发现历代志完全不记载。
The chronicles did not record any of them.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主的年日。
Brothers and sisters, our years before the Lord.
你认为有多少的年日会被记载
？How many days are counted before Him?
有多少的时间算的数
？How many times is counted before Him?
有个弟兄说，他说，好的聚会。你我必须参加，最少那个时间算。
The brother said that if it's a good meeting, we have to go because at least that time has been counted for.
哎呦，我听到这个太好了。
I was so glad to hear it.
参加了这么多 WCCC 的聚会。
I've attended so many WCCC.
那也要看是不是每个 WCCC 的聚会都好的。
Well, we have to see if each of them is good.
但是我听了他讲这句话。
By when I heard him.
好的聚会。我们求主不只给我参加，我还专心的聚会。
If it's a good meeting, not only do I attend, I ask the Lord that I will pay attention when I'm attending.
这个时间算了。
This time has been counted.
不好的聚会你去了，你就浪费时间，啥也没算。
If it's not a good meeting, then you're wasting your time.
当然你要知道什么叫好的聚会，什么叫不好。
But you have to know what is good and what is bad.
为着不失去好的聚会，我啥聚会都参加。
In order not to miss out any good meetings, I go to every single meeting.
这个怎么讲？好坏参半。
Half-half.
但是我们今天求主给我们这个每一个 local 的聚会，我们跟主说主一样，但愿每一个聚会都是在你眼中是好的。
That for every local meeting, that every each and every meeting, Lord, that is good before your eyes.
我觉得弟兄交通这个很好，对我很有帮助。
Really helped me.
我也希望弟兄姊妹看重聚会。也为每个聚会祷告，让这个聚会在主面都是好的。
I hope brothers and sisters will really esteem meetings that we will pray that every meeting is a good meeting before the Lord.
我们要知道，我们信主后，只有行在神的心意中的才被算数。
We know that after we believed in the Lord, everything that has to do with His will then is counted.
我们常常浪费许多时间。
Oftentimes we wasted a lot of time.
但是感谢主，有可以有拯救。
But we thank the Lord, there is saving grace.
我们刚刚没有读哈，彼得告诉我们。
Peter told us.
这个哦，应该先讲哈，保罗先告诉我们。能够赎回我们的光阴
Paul first said that to redeem our time
我们可以赎回我失去的时间
that we can redeem the time that we have already lost
彼得告诉我们说
Peter said
神看一日如千年
that to God that one day is like a thousand years
千年如一日
a thousand years like a day
弟兄姊妹我们失去了一些时间
Brothers and sisters, we have lost some time.
今天就跟主说，我要赎回我的时间。
That today we tell the Lord that we want to redeem our time.
你不知道神怎么算。
You do not know how God counts.
我今天用了一整一天啊，加起来就一天的时间，好好的来认识主。
That I use this one day, I added together a day that I really pursued the Lord.
我用了一天，好好活在主的面前。
That I used a day that I lived before the Lord.
主可能算我一千年。
Maybe the Lord counted as a thousand years.
但是你要知道，如果我们随便过日子
，But you know if we just live it anyhow.
就算我们过了一千年
，Even though we have lived that thousand years.
神看你只有一天
，But the Lord sees it as only a day.
我们接下来看，我们有几个人活一千年呢
？How many of us live to a thousand years?
我们现在有人活超过一百岁。
Maybe those who have gone be, over a hundred years.
好啊，我们就说，我们都活一百岁。
Well, maybe we all live to 100 years.
十分之一。
A tenth of it.
那一千年是一天。
A thousand years.
我们活一百岁就十分之一。
Only 100 years, that is like 1%.
10%. 是 10% 吧？给他翻到我都不敢说。一天24个小时。
24 hours in a day.
10%。
2.4 hours for that 10%.
我们只在神面前算了 2.4 hours.
Yeah, only 2.4 hours counted before the Lord.
我们要问我们 what are we doing? 我们在干嘛？
We have to ask ourselves what are we doing?
所以我们在这些事上对主要非常的认真。
We have to be serious before the Lord.
我们要抓住机会。
We have to grab hold of every opportunity.
我们有机会一日抵一千年。
We have the opportunity to use a day for to count it as a thousand years.
但是你不抓住机会，你可能打回来。
Like if you do not grab hold of your opportunity, you.
所以我对年纪长的弟兄姊妹说，不要因为自己年纪长，说我不及年轻人。
For the elderly brothers and sisters, don't feel that you are old and you're not like the younger one.
在神家中没这码事。
There's no such thing in the house of God.
因为神可以给你一日就顶一千年。
Because God can give you a day like a thousand years.
所以圣经告诉我们说，在前的会在后，在后反而在前。
That's why the Bible tells us the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
说这个抓住机会。
Grab hold of the opportunity.
我上次提过，抓住机会加油。
To add oil to.
那不是加油，是真的加油。
To truly add the oil.
加更多的油。
More oil.
在那个十个童女里面，能够成为那五个聪明的童女，有多余的油存下来。
That to be the 10 wise virgins among the five wise virgins among the 10 virgins.
我这次要提一个。就在同样马太福音25章的
The same in Matthew 25
讲到三个仆人
The three servants
你知道我们的地位一个是说儿女一个是仆人
Our position one as a child of God and one as a servant of God
儿女讲到了十个童女同样的生命
Child of God like the 10 virgins they have the same life
但是我们都是仆人为着侍奉神的
But we are all servants in order that we may serve our Lord
我们今天是怎么来侍奉神的
But how do we serve him
我们有剩余的时间多余的时间才来侍奉的
Do we serve him when we have extra time we have time to spare
而我们是用自己喜欢的方法来侍奉的
We use our own way that we like to serve him
或者说我根本就不侍奉
Or we don't serve him at all
你知道这三种人都不会成为那里说五千的又赚五千两千的
people will not be like what it says here, that the five talents will have five talents and the two have two.
这个他也提过，那个根本不侍奉是把一千都藏起来。
And the one that doesn't serve, you bury that one talent.
你知道，这些都是神主说又饿又懒的仆人。
That are evil and lazy servants.
我们要抓住机会来明白神的心意。
We have to grab all the opportunity to know His will.
有些人侍奉忙得不得了，不是神的心意。
Some serve and they are very busy and it's not the will of God.
神不算数。
Lord doesn't count it.
但是我们在忙。
But we are busy.
有人是剩余的时间才来服侍。
Others have spare time to use and they serve.
我们的主要我们尽我们的心，尽我们的力来服侍我们的主。
The Lord wants us with, that we serve Him with all our heart and all our soul,
strength. 你发现当我们这样的话，神给我们在神那里算是加一倍。
And in the eyes of God, it's one more than the other.
你有两千就给你两千，五千就给你两千，你一千就给你多一千。
If you have two talents, He gives you two more and five more.
我们要抓住时间来认识他，来侍奉他。
We have to grab our opportunity to know Him and to serve Him.
我最后用两个问题来结束我今天的交通。
I'll conclude with two questions today.
我刚跟弟兄姊妹读了《使徒行传》二十二章。
And we read Acts chapter 22.
当主遇见了保罗的时候
，When the Lord met Paul，
保罗问了两个问题。
Paul asked two questions.
第一个问题说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Yes, who are you, Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你问过这个问题吗
？Have you asked this question?
你有问过主啊，你是谁？
Have you asked who are you, Lord?
我们从来没问过。
Maybe we have never asked.
可能有朋友说耶稣是谁呀、啊、
？Maybe a friend will ask you who is Jesus.
我们只知道稍微知道耶稣在地上做过的事，哦，这个叫耶稣。
Oh, we know about the things of Jesus, and we say, oh, this is Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你信主这么久，你有问过主啊，你是谁
？You have believed in the Lord for so many years. Have you asked Him who are you, Lord?
你真的知道主是谁吗
？Do you truly know who He is?
你说我不知道，所以我要聚会，一直来认识主。
He said, "I don't know, that's why I come to the meetings and to know him."
弟兄姊妹，这只是一个推搪的话。
This is just an excuse.
我们如果就真的想的话，我们应该在主面前有很强烈的信心，说主啊，你究竟是谁
？If we truly have this heart, we will ask the Lord, "Lord, who are you?"
每个信主的应该都知道他是我的救主。
Everyone who believes should know that he is my savior.
不是你信主来干嘛
？If not, why do you believe?
你不知道他是你的救主，你究竟被救到哪里去了
？If you do not know that he is your savior, then I don't know where you have been saved.
我们最基本的要知道他是我的救主。
That is the very basic that we know he is our savior.
但是我们必须继续往前。
But we have to move on.
我们能够看到他是我的主。
That we can see that he is my Lord.
我年轻的时候他不是我的主，他是我妈的主。
And when I'm young, he is my mother's Lord.
他是某某弟兄姊妹的主。
He is the Lord of that sister, that brother.
因为我不认识他。
Because I do not know him.
他从来没听过我的祷告。
He has never heard my prayer.
我根本不知道他怎么做事情。
I do not know how he does it.
我怎么能够说他是我的主呢
？How can I say that he is my Lord?
那弟兄姊妹，我们的成长在主里面成长的路。
But brothers and sisters, that this growth, our growth before the Lord.
我们要知道，我们要认识他是我的主。
We have to know that he is my Lord.
最好也是你的主
Even better, your Lord.
不只是你的主，也是我的主
And not just yours, but mine.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须有经历他是我的主
Brothers and sisters, we have to have this experience that he is my Lord.
没有的话，你跟主永远是有不亲啊
Otherwise, you're never close to the Lord.
你知道有人用这个例子哈
Someone used this example.
这个他说当结婚了这个太太跟他妈妈亲得不得了又抱又怎么样呢
After getting married, the wife will hug his mother, her mother.
他丈夫的妈妈婆婆来了之后
The wife will hug the mother, but when the mother-in-law is
我告诉你你这个抱也是觉得怪怪的这个
It's kind of you feel uneasy hugging your mother-in-law.
动作都一样但是就是怪
The same action, but not the same.
我跟你讲那就是有个差别
There is a difference.
我们有个弟兄说、啊、他这个有一次这个妈妈来了哎呦妈妈在房间他就太太哇就跳上床跟他妈妈聊天去了没精力啊
A brother said said that when his mother comes, his mother was here, and then the wife would just jump in the bed and talk to
her mother.
Oh, when her mother came, she would just jump into bed and talk to her mother.
但是如果那一天她进了房间是她婆婆的房间，她很恭敬的在，你是好吗？这个。
When the daughter-in-law would go into mother-in-law's room, she wouldn't do that. She would, you know, say respectfully, "How are you?"
我们今天对我们的神啊。就说我的神，就好像对 mother-in-law 的这个，你是我的神。
So today when we say you are my God, it's like we're talking to a mother-in-law.
没有那个，你真的发现他是我的神。
It's not so close that you realize that he is your Lord.
所以第一个问题啊，我们会问吗？主啊，你是谁？
The first question is, do we ask who are you?
你要问了第一个问题，才能够问第二个问题。
If you can ask the first question, then you ask the second question.
保罗问第二个问题说，主啊，我当我。当上我当做什么
？And he asked the Lord, "What should I do?"
我应该做什么
？Then what shall I do, Lord?
你没有第一个，你怎么问第二个
？If you don't have the first question, how do you ask the second one?
所以我们必须先有非常亲密同侣的关系，那五个聪明的。
We have to have that relationship, close relationship with the Lord.
我们才能够成为那两个仆人，五千两、两千两的，能够好好忠心的服侍。因为我有一个问题问了主啊，我该我。当做什么
Then we can be like the two servants, the one with five talents and two talents, and they were able to ask what.
你说我们一开始我们会做错
Maybe we make mistakes in the beginning.
我常跟弟兄姊妹讲，不怕错，只怕不敢。
Do not be afraid to make mistakes. It's afraid that you do not dare to do it.
我们有个问题就是说，我根本不知道我错了，所以我不会改。
But sometimes we do not. The problem is we do not know we are wrong, so we do
not
change.
第二个，我错了，我不去改。
And secondly, we are wrong, and we do not want to change it.
这是我们最危险的。
That's very dangerous.
我们不要坐在那整天怕错，啥都不动，那就是一千两那个藏起来了。
If we sit there and said, "Oh, we are afraid," and that's like the one with the one talent and buried it.
保罗错了，神用他，改他。
Paul was wrong, but the Lord changed him and used him.
彼得三次不认主，错了。也用他，他改了。
Peter denied the Lord three times, and he was wrong, and the Lord changed him, and the Lord used him.
我们有时候开始服侍的时候，我们也不知道该怎么服侍。
When we first started serving, we do not know how to serve.
我们愿意接受年长的弟兄们给我们的安排。
We learn to take over what the elderly brother set before us.
我们能够从安排那里可能发现根本这不是我的，可能要换一个，或者就接应做这样的安排，发现原来我有这个功用。
Maybe through such a training or such a serving, we realize that we know we do not have this part, or we do have this part.
你的西雅图的林环弟兄
，Our brother Lin Huan from Seattle.
当弟年长弟兄安排他去带讲英文的 youth.
When our elderly brother arranged for him to lead the youth.
他说在这之前英文圣经没读过。
Oh, the English-speaking youth, and before that he has not read the Bible in English.
然后呢，你平常跟中国人就讲中文嘛，现在就讲英文去了。
You speak Chinese with the Chinese, and now you have to speak English.
没想到因做这样的服事。
But we unexpectedly through this serving.
最没想到的，他可以在讲台上，弟兄讲中文，他可以翻英文。
That our brother spoke in Chinese, and he was able to translate in English.
是翻非常的顺。
It was very smooth.
意思都能够抓得住。
And the meaning has been grasped.
这个服事就出来了。
And this service is manifested.
你要知道，不止他一个人没想过，我们也没想过。
And not just him, but we never expected our brother.
因为第一次看他站在上去翻译，我说：“哎呦，他可以翻英文。”
The first time he was up there, we were like, "Wow, he can translate in English."
但他一翻出来，我们里面都阿门，他可以。
When he was translating, we all amen that he can do it.
并且是真的翻得很好。
Indeed, it was very good.
但是因为之前接受了一个安排。
Because previously he has accepted an arrangement.
所以我们今天哈，我们求主给我们能够抓住我们的时间。
So today we ask the Lord that we can grab hold of our time.
抓住我们的机会。
To grab hold of our opportunities.
认识我的主。
To know our God.
好好来侍奉他。
To know my Lord and to serve Him.
抓住机会，学习做一个顺服的人。
To grab up opportunity to be one.
以致有一天主摆我们在某个地方、某个场合里面要多一个做权柄的时候。
So no matter when we may in the future, the Lord will put us in a circumstance to be a one in authority.
We can
be a right person.
And
to know how to represent the Lord.
And
our meeting here.
Let's
have a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
常把你的话赐给我们。
So you give us your word.
你跟我们说万事都有定时。
That there's a season for everything.
主，给我们眼睛被打开。
Lord, open our eyes.
教导我们不再做一个浪费时间的人。
Teach us to be ones who do not waste our time away.
主耶稣啊，给我们抓住机会来认识你。
That we'll grab our opportunities to know you.
抓住机会能够成为你手中可以用的人。
That we grab our opportunity to be one who is useful before you.
主，怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
我们能够跟得上你的脚步。
That we can go on to meet your footsteps.
不管我们在座是年轻的还是年纪长的。
Whether we are young or we are old.
我们都快跑的来跟随。
That we will run after you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们聚会都到此。
We'll end the meeting here.